The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions host Kent State on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, I'll open it up to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from Gordon Jones, Fight On State.
James, rightly or wrongly, there are those out there who seem to believe that you're one of the coaches throughout the country who's on the hot seat this season, even though Sandy has publicly had your back and even though you've had some obvious challenges your first 2 years. What's your take on all that?
I'm excited to play Kent State. Really, I'm excited for the season, all the hard work that the guys have put in, focus on the things that we can control. And that's how we play on the field and how our guys are in the classroom and how our guys are in the community. And focus on that, not anything else, not any other conversations or anything else going on. Focus on the things that we can control.
How do you think you've changed as a coach over these 2 years?
I think I've learned probably about Penn State. You know, this is a sophisticated place, probably as sophisticated as anywhere in the country. And understanding this place inside and out, obviously growing up in the state of Pennsylvania is one thing. It's another thing to be on campus and understand how to get things done, the dynamics that are involved, and the process that it takes to make decisions and get things done in a timely fashion. So I think it's more than anything, it's understanding Penn State, the athletic department, the university as a whole, and the community, so we can make great decisions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Megan Ryan with Pittsburgh Post.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask, with all the changes that have been made in this offseason, like the new offense, new quarterback, and all that stuff, how much excitement is there just around the team and around the players heading into this first game? And is that a good thing to have that much kind of anticipation, or is it also a challenge to kind of keep that in check?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement. I think obviously we had a little bit more change than probably most places, but you know, that's what college football has really turned into. There's change in the off season. You know, that's life. And it's how you handle those situations is the most important thing. And I think we've handled them really well. So our players are excited. The coaches are excited. It's that time of year. And now it's about going out in the field and producing at the level that we're capable of.
Your next question comes from Mark Loganrich with Allentown.
James, earlier you referenced the number of seniors that you have on this team. I think it was 12, and that's, on the lower numbers in the country. How does that affect the way you prepare, the number of seniors have with regard or in comparison to the imbalance of the numbers of freshmen, true freshmen, or redshirt freshmen and true freshmen that you have?
Yeah, I think we're actually tied for the second fewest in all of FBS football. I think it affects a lot of things. I think you look at Penn State, you look at most programs across the country, when you have a culture of winning, the way that is done is it's done by the seniors and the older players in the program teaching the younger players how we do things at Penn State. You talk to Terry Smith when he was here as a player and talking about the scout team and talking about this senior leadership and things like that, and having those older players teaching the players in the locker room, teaching the players how to work out in the weight room, that influence how to be in this community on campus and downtown and how to conduct yourself. Those things are really, really valuable. And, obviously only having 12 has an impact on that.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, kind of regardless of class, you certainly return a number of players, especially in skill positions on offense. Can you talk a little bit about what those guys will be able to contribute and kind of what the expectation will be for guys like Barkley and Hamilton going forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, you think about 2 years ago when we were young at the wide receiver position, and now, you know, people make the argument that we may have one of the better, if not the best, wide receiver units in the Big Ten. You look at the running back position, obviously with Saquon Barkley, but also Mark Allen and Andre Robinson and Miles, and what they bring to the table, and then Mike Gesicki at tight end and the guys behind him. So, you know, it's obviously a good situation when you're going to have a new quarterback coming in with that type of, you know, veteran leadership around him to take some pressure off him. And then obviously, you know, the offensive line. So I think, you know, there's an excitement about the skill positions, but like I've been saying for 2 years, it, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game that's played up front on the O-line and D-line. And for you to be successful at the level we want to be successful at, that's where it starts. So, you know, excited about the skill players, but also excited about, you know, the changes and the improvement and the competitiveness that we've had on the offense and defensive lines this camp.
Your next question comes from Tom Van Haren, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. In recent press conferences, I know you've talked about some of the guys who have a chance to play early this season from this past recruiting class, some of the guys who might play early. With regards to this past recruiting class and maybe even the other one too, have you guys done anything different in terms of the evaluation to try to make sure that you do get some of those guys who are going to make an early impact? Has it been the same process for you, or have you guys done anything different just to try to get those guys that'll come in and help right away?
No, I think, I mean, everybody in the country, whether you're, you know, building a program or whether you have a program that's established, everybody's looking to try to recruit the guys that are going to come in and be able to create depth as early as possible. There's always going to be some guys that you feel like are developmental guys that have a chance to be big time players a year or two from now, but everybody's trying to get those guys. So it's not like, you know, based on the situation you're in that changes. It may change, you know, in your approach to junior college players or transfers and things like that. But I think at the high school level, I think every year you're going out trying to get guys that you feel like have a chance to impact the roster as quick as possible. You know, we have, you know, in this class, we have 7 guys that we think are going to have a chance to play for us as freshmen, and that's Gillikin, McGovern, Sanders, Brown, Fries, Mennett, and Simmons. And there could be some other guys from that group that show up, but going into game one, they're the guys that we think are going to figure in at some point.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.